Ma'ariv is called a Rishus. What does that mean? So the Gemara in Brachos, Daf Chaf Zayin Amud Beis, famous because, not necessarily because of the discussion of Ma'ariv, but because what happened right after that, where there was a big machlekes between Rabbi Yoshua and Rabbi Gamliel. And Rabbi Gamliel lost the Nesias, and then eventually Rabbi Lazim Nazariah replaced him. But the introduction to that machlokas was this little story that Tzuris Erev Ein Lakeva. When it comes to Ma'ariv, there is no Kvias. What does that mean, Ma'i Ein Lakeva? It's a good question. It's a question that is asked by the Gemara. So the Gemara says, if you want to tell me that really what it means is that Ma'ariv has no time and that you could daven Ma'ariv the entire night, listen, tefillah say erev kol alayla. Don't say ein lakeva. It's got no fixed something. Tell me that it can be davened the entire evening. Elamai ein lakeva. What does it mean that it's got no kvius? It's got no fixed moment. Kimand yomer tefillas arvis rishus. Must be that the Mishnah is going according to the shita that says that ma'ariv is rishus. And for now, we'll use the term optional. Yeah, nish nisht. The amr of Yehuda amr Shmuel. Tfilas Arvis, Rabbi Gamliel Omer Chov, and Rabbi Yeshua Omer Rishus. There was a machlekes between Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua as to whether or not Ma'ariv was a Chov or Rishus. Rabbi Gamliel taking the position that it's a Chov, and Rabbi Yeshua taking the position that it is a Rishus. Amr Abaye Halacha Kedivri Omer Chov. We paskin, according to Abaye, that it is a Chov. And Rava Omar Kedivri Omer Halacha Kedivri Omer Rishus. That he paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, who says it is a Rishus. And of course, since this is not one of the Ya'al Kagams, it makes sense that Ma'ariv is considered a Rishus based on the Gemara right in front of us. Okay, so that then we would have a very interesting thing. You know, you have a father, you tell your kid time for Ma'ariv, and your kid says to you, Daddy, it's a Rishus, forget it, I'm not going. So what does it mean it's a Rishus? So Tosfos over there. Tosfos, a couple of Dabim later, or a couple of Dabim earlier, I should say, was discussing the Sugya of Tashlumin. And what happens if you didn't daven Ma'ariv? What happens? So l'chora, what the Gemara there says is that if you miss Ma'ariv, you daven twice. What's the problem with that? V'im toimar, v'amar Rav l'kamon, didn't Rav say later on, meaning what we just read from this Gemara, tefilas arvish rishus, v'kayim lon kavasei b'isurei, and we paskin like him when it comes to the area over Shmuel, which again is a later part of the Machlokas, but I didn't bother bringing it. But when it comes to Yisurim, we paskin like Rav that Ma'ariv is a Rishus. So if it's a Rishus, Frektos is a Kasha. Why do you have to daven Shachris twice? You miss Ma'ariv. Okay, no. L'chora, what Tosfos is pointing out is the only time there is a concept of Tashlumot, of making up for what you missed, is when you're obligated. And since you're obligated and you missed, you have to make it up. But if you're not obligated, what are you making up?
So the Isurei here means obligated?
Isurei means in the category of Isur V'heter. Right? There are multiple categories as opposed to the area of Mamanus. Right? There are multiple, or Tum of Atara. When it comes to Machlekes Rav and Shmuel, we paskin like Rav B'Isurei. So since we paskin like Rav in the area of Isur V'heter, therefore, which is the area of Tefillah, therefore, Tefillah fits in that category, so then it should be considered Rishus. And if it's considered a Rishus,
why does Tefillah fall into Isur V'heter?
Well, where would it be? You wouldn't put it in Mamanus. You wouldn't put it in Tum of Atara. Those are the three categories, right? Yaradeya, right?
Oh, I see.
So that's where they put it, right? That's kasha number one. V'yod kasha, second kasha. D'amala, come on, we're going to say later on, brachas daf dalad lamed amid beis. Let's say it was Rosh Chodesh. And the Gabbai clops before Shmona Esrei, which is hilarious to me, because by the time I get to Yalav Yovel, the clop means nothing. They should clop in the middle of Shmona Esrei. Okay, whatever it is. So, Ta'a V'Layis Palel Yalav Yovel. Belayla. So, what's the halacha when it comes to nighttime? The halacha is in Machziro. So, you don't go back and daven Ma'ariv again. So far, so good. But the Gemara says, you know why we don't do Yalav Yovel? Go back and say Shmona Esrei again? Why? Mishum De'ein Mekadshin Esachodesh Belayla. Because it used to be when they did the Kiddush HaChodesh, since Beis Din is only operative by day, and not by night, they would never Mekadosh the Chodesh at night. So since they wouldn't Mekadosh the Chodesh at night, you miss Yalav Yovo at night, nunu, you don't go back and do it again. Parentheses, personally, when I forget Yalav Yovo at night, it bothers me more than I miss by day. Right. Why? Because if it's by day, I go back and do it again. By night, you miss it. That's it. You lose. You snooze, you lose. You miss that Yalav Yovo.
2 day Rosh Chodesh, you don't have to.
Both days. We pass in the end of the day, both nights. You don't go back and do it again. Don't go back. But what's the reason why they give here?
There's no Kiddush HaChodesh at night.
Because no Kiddush HaChodesh at night. Frak the Gemara Kasha, the Lamalei Haitana. Why do we? Typically, the tefillah is Irish Rishus. You don't have to daven anyway. So you miss Yalav Yavashkoyach. What you did was already like, you know, you're supposed to do 100. You did 90. Okay. You don't have to go back and do it again. You don't have to go back and say it again. Because you missed it.
But once you do it, maybe you should have
Okay, so you did it wrong. So what?
But once you undertake it, maybe you should be able to.
Very good. V'yesh lomar. So now he gives the following answer to us. What does it mean that tefillas arvis is a rishus? Hod armina tefillas arvis rishus. Hainu legabe mitzah acheres. V'hi overes. Two criteria. You're in the middle of doing something which needed to be done at night as a mitzvah, and if you daven Maariv, you will not be able to do the other mitzvah. For example, I can't think of an example. B'dikas chametz. Well, you're supposed to daven Maariv before B'dikas chametz, but let's say you haven't daven Maariv and you started B'dikas chametz, right? Let's just take a scenario. And you're doing it really long time and you're not going to be able to finish and you have a choice between Maariv and B'dikas chametz. Zoktosis. In that case, exclusively, Maariv becomes a Rishus. Da'az amin etidachet tefilas arvis. Then you say, push aside Maariv, ipaneh. Aval alchina. But let's say you're sitting around watching Monday Night Football, and you have a chance to go to Maariv. Aval alchinam eila levatala. There you don't. So how does that answer the kashas? Number one, the first kash we had was
that
Tov Elo is Pala. It's Machlekes Derabanan Daraisa. We're not getting into that, but that opens up a whole other can of worms.
Right.
So number one, if you hold Tefillas Arvis is Rishus, but it's not really a Rishus. So therefore, it has the status of a Chova, and therefore what? If you miss Maariv, you have to go back and daven Shacharis twice. Just thinking out loud, which is interesting because he's almost suggesting it's a rishus. Comes out like this according to Tosfos. Now I have a kasha on Tosfos, which I didn't think of earlier. It comes out according to Tosfos. When is it a rishus?
When you have something else that takes precedence.
Right. When do you have the chi of tashlumen? Only when it's according to Tosfos. Only when it's a chova. So you're telling me, if it's a rishus, you don't have to do tashlumin? Meaning Tosus's whole assumption, hanacha, in his question was, why would there ever be tashlumin for Maariv? Why would you ever have tashlumin for Maariv? Why would you ever have tashlumin for Maariv if it's a rishus? Okay, so start with that hanacha. So Tosus answers, really it's a chova. Why is it a chova? Because you have nothing else going on. But the original assumption that if it was a rishus, there would be no tashlumen. What's the case of the rishus? If you have something else that's more pressing, that's a mitzvah overis. So it comes out now, according to Tosfos, that you wouldn't have tashlumen in that particular case, which is, I don't believe is correct, because that's exactly the case where we do tashlumen, namely what? Your bishogeg, that you couldn't do it. The mushal. Let's take shachris. Right. So let's take shachris. Let's say you slept intentionally till 12 o'clock, and then you feel bad, and you didn't daven mincha. You didn't daven, and you want to daven shachris. You can't, because that's mazed. Tashlumin is only for shogeg.
Right.
So let's say Maariv now. Maariv, time for Maariv comes, and you say, the next morning, you're a shir from your Rosh Hashiva, you're inspired, you want to daven two shachris. He says, you can't. But that's the case that Tosfos is saying, where you would do tashlumen. We had not with lechinam, right? Okay, I'm struggling with that. Because then why would you have the right to do tashlumen, A, and B? And B, in the case where he calls it rishus, you should have to do tashlumen.
And by shachris and minchal, let's say you also have a mitzvah baris, would you then say that those...
No, then it would be chov, you stop what you're doing, right? You stop what you're doing, you do shah. I owe sig mitzvah, patim, and mitzvah, it's another kasha.
So So in those cases, what are you saying? That you would, you cannot, you have to daven. Shachris and mincha, you can't. It's a mitzvah overis.
It's a mitzvah overis. You shouldn't start it, right? That's, we know. You shouldn't start it until you daven shachris. Shachris first thing in the morning to avoid that whole issue. Anyway, I got more kashas than that. But anyway, Lemaisa, the principle is the yesod is that there is a chova today. Meaning, what does it mean? Rishus, it means vis-a-vis if you have another, if you have something else more pressing. But if you don't have any more pressing, we gave it a chova.
But if you had the whole night to do it, then what could be possibly be more pressing? You have more time than...
That's a question that, you know, is a technical question. I'm not saying it's a bad question. So you create the reality to the framework of our theoretical conversation. Right? You know, I don't know. I once had a Talmud, he called me. This happened years ago, that he was a fireman, and he woke up to his thing, and that there was like an oil spill on Peninsula, and he spent the entire morning from 6 till 2 in the afternoon
cleaning it up,
right, because it was dangerous, whatever it was. So now he had a shot, he had two chakras.
So what was the answer?
Right, because if you say, it depends how you learn, right, is it that... It's mafkia the chiyuv, or is it pushed aside? Right, is it mafkia or is it pushed aside? But that's all of the conversation. Oseg mitzvah. Anyway, these are some. Let's finish up this tosus, because it's interesting tosus. Umiyu, let's say you delayed, and you didn't daven two maariv, and now this man mincha came near a davar's man obotel kabono. Game over. You missed it. Why? Given sheshah kol kach leacher beis filas lo masina shetinu chomin lachzulas palo im shachach. Once you know you can't do two tefillas. It's like when it comes to Daf Yomi, you miss Friday, you miss Shabbos, okay, you do three on Sunday. No, when it comes to Tfilas, you miss one, that's it, ball game over.
But if you miss with Mincha, I would think maybe you shouldn't be able to do Tashlumin and Meir because it's a different day.
Oh, so they have, no. What he's saying is that if you miss Meir, you could do two at Shachris. But once you pay the Shachris, you're up to Mincha time, Meir is gone.
Okay.
Okay.
Wouldn't you think that from day to day?
Yeah, there's a hack. They hack on that also. Okay. That it's an important hack. But by Hekdesh, it's not really true. Whatever. Which is, and Korbanos and Tefillah is patterned after that. Vafilu Tefillah Achas. And even if you just dive into one Tefillah, in Baltal B'mezah, lo yucholisko, and u'besamachar le'muvas lo yucholisko, if you missed it, mezah, you can't do Tashlum. Okay. So that's, first of all, so it sounds like today that we just minimized this Rishus, which is important for every high school kid to hear, and to understand that really what's happening is that there is a chova. It's just a rishos vis-a-vis other ones in terms of context. But in terms of its reality, we hold it is a chiv. And then what is the nature of this chiv? The Minchas Asher brings two opinions, which I'm kind of finding hard to read inside, but we're going to learn it like he does. I'm going to hang my hat on him. That is a machlekes rishonim, and there are two ways of understanding of us accepting this chova. Is it an individual who accepted the chova, or as all of us as individuals, or is it that there was a communal acceptance of this particular mitzvah?
Why are we fixating on Meirav and not on the other thing?
Because those are chovas. Nobody ever thought they were rishus. Those are just chovas from the get-go. Shachris mincha. When it comes to Meirav, we use the lashon rishus for the first time. So the Rush asks the same question. Why not you go back? If it wasn't for that, now I like that he asks only that question, not the other question. Because the other question has now thrown my mind for a loop, which I'm going to have to go, I have to hack out tonight with somebody. I'll look in the Achronim. Or the Masifta will have it. The fact that it's a Rishus, Ein lebatala. It doesn't mean you can't just not do it. Im lo mipnei tzorech shah. If you don't need that hour, kagon mipnei mitzvah overis. Now he uses here, he doesn't say it has to be a mitzvah overis. He says, the only time ma'ariv is a rishus is if you have a conundrum between that and another mitzvah. For example, a mitzvah overis. Not like Tosus who says it has to be a mitzvah overis. Right?
Tzorech shah is that shasat chak? Is that another way?
Yeah. It's necessary for the hour. Vishari himnei, and he gives another example of a guy who undid his belt to eat already. Deloy metrachinan lei beperakamid de Shabbos daf tesim. But Bays, where he's already undone. It used to be in the olden days before they ate, they undid the belt. That was the way of saying, you know, we're digging deep into the situation. V'chein ola al mitaso b'Yerushalmi deim atrichinos soleire, that he goes in bed. Once you're in bed, you don't have to come out. And he says, now the Rosh says something fascinating. which of course is the reason why we're doing the shiur tonight. Teda, one should know. Shehari Yaakov Avinu Alav Hashalom Tiknuhu. Yaakov Avinu established it. Vasmachu Ahaktaris Eivarim Upedarim, and he established it based on the leftover limbs and the stuff that you threw onto the mizbeach. Shemitzvaisim Kol Alayah. The mitzvah to do it is the entire evening. Ukamo Dinu Lo Ma'akve Kapara. And just like there, if you don't do it, it's not going to hold back the korban. Nonetheless, Vinu Mitzvah B'Alma. It is an independent mitzvah, Yeshba. Ve'en levatol. Don't hold yourself back from it. If you have nothing else to do. So he says that the whole nature of Marav is patterned after the Hector Chelov and Ve'erarim that we throw onto the Mizbeach. And just like over there, it's not going to akev anything. But if you do it, it's a mitzvah. So too by Marav, you should do it because it's a mitzvah.
What went on there? They took all the stuff from the day,
correct.
And
yeah.
Put it on the Mizbeach.
Yeah.
And then they burnt
it. And then it consumed the entire night.
And they consumed it the entire night.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the Rush. And Rabbeinu Yonah says something similar, that it's like, from the end there, each individual is makabel upon themselves. This
could they just throw it out in the garbage?
They would lose the mitzvah.
They would lose the mitzvah.
The mitzvah of the Hector Chalav and Ne'evar.
How could you just throw it out in the garbage?
It's me'ila. That's a whole other shaila. Yeah, okay, right. That's a whole other question.
I was thinking, wouldn't they have to do this?
Yeah, no. It says it's not. Uh-huh. That's what the rush is, at least.
Okay.
Now the Rabbeinu Yonah writes something similar, same question as before, just in the formulation here is important. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah asks the question of Tosus. The second question, you don't go back and say Yalav Yovo. The Bahag is the one who gets the credit for being the original Rishon. Because he's a Gon, he's not a Rishon, he's before the Gon. So the Bahag is the one, this is the first time I've seen the Bahag, maybe we should have seen this earlier, but the Bahag is the one who says, the Afagav, the Tfilas Arvitz Rishus, Kivan Shem is Palosa, even though Mayrev is a Rishus, since we daven it, Kava Alav Chova. Each individual has established himself as a person who's obligated to do it. Ulefichach, Tzarech La'atzel is Palos Shachris Taim. Therefore you have to go back and daven Shachris twice. Kimo, just like Shetzarech Tashlumim Mitzvilas Yotzer Mitzvilas Mincha. He calls Tzvilas Yotzer Tzvilas Shachris. He's saying, but we've given it that new status. And then he writes by Rosh Chodesh the same thing. But the Rabbeinu Yonah is the clearest formulation, which is that it is a chova, and we've established it as a chova. So that's the Rabbeinu Yonah. Now let's look at the Rambam, because the Rambam is very exciting. Skip to the third line in the Rambam. This is from Hilchos Tfila, Perek Aleph. He says, "Ve'ein Tfilas Arv is Chayva." Yeah, Ketfilas Shachris Mincha. Arv is not the same thing as Shachris Mincha. V'Yafal Pikein, Nohagu Kol Yisrael B'Chol Mekomos Moshvoseichem L'Spal Arvis V'Kiblu Aleihem Ketfilas Chayva. Zok the Rambam, it is mamish like a chova. Not because of the individuals who have accepted upon themselves, but because Nehegu Kol Yisrael, it is a communal
undertaking,
thank you, to accept upon ourselves to do it. Wild. So that's the Rambam. Okay? So that's number one. So,
Why would we differentiate between what Yaakov did with what Avram and what Yitzchak did? To say that what Yaakov did,
how come Yaakov delegates? That's a good question. Meaning the very formulation.
Why? The Avram and Bedarim and
like why? That's Taka one.
But why assume that he was misogynistic? It doesn't make sense.
I have an answer. Hashkafic answer, but I'm not going to share it. Remind me at the very end. I have a hashkafic answer. I don't know if it's correct. But it's a shot in the dark. So what's the difference if it's a rishus or a chayva? So we have three nafkaminas based on the Rambam, and the third one is mamish. It's an unbelievable one, and I never knew this Reb Chaim until today. I'm embarrassed, but what a Reb Chaim! I think it's a Reb Chaim that everybody can learn, and it's a teachable moment to teach Reb Chaims. So what's the difference? Number one. So hamispal tefila kodesh is mana. So let's say you jump the gun offsides, right? So if you get an offsides, we saw today, it's not a goal. I don't know if you found the World Cup, but what?
The US won.
They won, but there was in the second goal, but they were offsides. Offsides, no, it doesn't count in the standings. So let's say Yedei Chavoso. V'chayzim is Palos Obez Mani. You got to go back and daven in its time. So let's say Nates is 6 o'clock. Well, not Nates, because that's not a good example. But whatever the time we're using is before, which is, you know, according to some, not Kadesh Yaker, that's for Kriyashma, but a little bit after that. Right? So, Lo Yotzidechaz, V'chayzim is Palos Obez Mani. V'im is Palos Tfilu Shachris. He says, Amar Shachar is the earliest time we can. But he can daven Ma'ariv Erev Shabbos before the sun sets. V'chein yispal arvish shalmotzi Shabbos b'Shabbos. Shabbos not over till 9 o'clock, you daven before. Why? L'fisha tfilas arvish v'shus. And therefore, says the Rambam, ain medakdekin bizmano. You don't have to really be so makbid all the time. Ubilvad sheikra kriyashma bizmano achar tesek. Go back and say kriyashma. Please don't forget to repeat kriyashma after davening. Right, get all the time. That's fascinating.
Yeah, but then it's going to look like a mencha.
Yeah, there are those who daven ma'ariv because of this. They have to plug. The people have plug all year round. So what does tefilas arvis rishus mean? It means that we're not so particular with when. That's Aleph. Yeah. Now you could say that we mekabel of a chayva. Maybe this doesn't apply anymore.
But we do say it's called halayla. So then, how could you? Where do you come? Where does it come from?
Yeah. We're gonna get to the Reb Chaim. Because this is if it's a rishus. Because the kol halayla was saying if it's keva, but it's not kol halayla. It's only kol halayla if it didn't say keva. But we don't pass in that way. Oh, we do, but we don't. Number two, chazar sashatz. Says the Rambam, Be'erev kol ha'am yoshvim v'hu omeid v'omer. V'hu rachum yichapir avon, right? Baruch hu es Hashem ha'mevoyrach. V'heim onim baruch Hashem v'rach l'om ved. U'maskil lefros al shema v'omer kaddish. V'yachir kach ha'kol omdin u'mispalim b'lachash. Good, that sounds familiar, right? U'keshe mashlimin omer kaddish. V'ein iftar. V'ein o'chal zil esal pal b'kol ram. Arvis. You don't go back and do Chazar Sashat. Why? Levishain Tfilas Arvis Chova. Because Ma'ariv is not obligatory. Levichach, lo yivarech brachas levatala. You're going to go back and say it again. It's a brach levatala.
Yeah, but the Rambam said that
you all accepted it. Yeah, she'ain kan odom she'schai behem kidei lotzi yedevachas. Good. Remember your question. Aye, we accept. Good. And number three. Whoops, I davened already. I don't believe this ever happened, but people tell me all the time. If you don't daven mincha or in your usual time, and then you're in your usual time, and there's a mincha breaking out, you probably will daven twice, right? People don't remember they daven mincha. So let's say this happens. So Mishnah's topic, well, first, Mishnah's topic, lo yimispalam, lo ispalam. So let's say he's unsure whether he davened or not. The halacha is eino chazer mispalo. Correct, and therefore, eino chazer mispalo. Elim came mispalo tfilazu al dashi nedava. You could daven, but you can't daven it as an obligatory. It has to be in a davar, which is a voluntary tefillah. Shemratzi yachal ispala kol yom tefillah in the davar ispala, because if you want to daven all day, you got to be gesund. Right? That's the Gemara in Brachas. Now, watch this. Misha oimed b'tefillah, so you're in the middle of Shemot Esrei. V'nizchir shekvar ispalel. And then, whoops, you realized you davened during posik. Vafilu be'emsa bracha. Smack in the middle of bracha. Now comes the monkey wrench. Vim ha'is the tefillah is arvis. Let's say he's in the middle of ma'ariv. Eino posik. Keep going. Shlo es palos o mitchila al das she'eino chova. Because you were always davening as if it wasn't a chova. Wait, the Rambam says it's a chova. Now you're telling me it's not? So the rules changed? What's pshat? And the Ravid says, look at the Ravid's language. I love the Ravid.
I think you should be allowed to be posik because it's...
Not allowed. Should be posik.
You should be posik.
And they're right. Based on the criteria. These are the same kashi as before, same kashi.
It's a rishus.
Yeah. But now the Rambam's telling me it's a rishus. So what is it? Rishus a chov. And comes along the Ravid. He says like you. Mm-hmm. And he says, ein kan nachas ruach. I don't like this. Like, this didn't make me feel good. Sorry, Ravid. Mm-hmm. Kesef Mishnah explains. Kotzav Rav Yehuda Kahn Nachas Ruach, Nira Shetaimo, She'af Al Pi Shetfilas Arvis Haisa Rishus, Achshav Kvar Kavu Achova. The Rav is saying, you know why? Because what's the difference between Marv Shachrus and what's the difference between Shachrus Mincha Marv? It's a Chova already. Can I mean in Perek Aleph? The Rav himself wrote that in Perek Aleph. Then he says, but you know what? Maybe the Rambam is right, the Kesef Mishnah says, because the origins of the Tefillah is one of Rishus.
The Kesef Mishnah was whom again?
I think it was the Mechaber. Now comes along Reb Chaim. And this is Reb Chaim I never knew until today. Which just shows you an Amoritz. But today I had the schuss of proctoring. So what do you do when you proctor? You get to see Reb Chaim's. Hope nobody cheated. But the Reb Chaim quotes the Kesef Mishnah and has to explain the Rambam. I'll read it to you. I'm sorry, I didn't photocopy it. And he says, Uludas Harambam. Tzarech lomer, da'achov nedava, lo mitzdarfe. The reason why, meaning, back up the truck 1 second. The reason why Shachris and Mincha, you have to stop immediately, according to the Rambam, is because it's a tefillah schova. Which means, you can't turn the tefillah schova into a tefillah nedava. Remember? Because what happened if you weren't sure if you had done a daven yet? What do? You to cover yourself on all bases, you make it a tefillah nedava, a voluntary tefillah. Correct? And not a chova, because you can't do two chovas. So if you're not, if you're in the middle of davening, why don't you just adjust your tefillah from a chova to a nedava? So it comes out according to Rama. He says, "Deha dechova unedava lo mitzdarfehu, mishum dehein chalukim beetzem cheftza shel tefillah." You can't have a chova and a nedava at the same time. On the, because that does get in the way what's called the cheftza of tefillah, the very essence of the tefillah. Either the tefillah, the words that we say every day, are a chova or a nedava, and they can't be both. Dezu tefillah chova, shachris and mincha are tefillah chova, vizu tefillah nedava, and you want to switch in the middle to make a tefillah nedava, you can't do that.
But don't we say, even in our tefillahs, we say things that we're obligated to say, but we also say...
But that's the stuff that we're adding, not the nusach ha-tefillah that was given to us from Chazal. The cheftza of the tefillah. Now comes to Marv, listen to this. V'arvis din reshus unedava Allah. You're right. Chova and edava don't go together, but reshus and edava go together. And that's why, if you're in the middle of davening Marv, since the Heftza of the tefillah was formed as a reshus, you can continue davening even though you davened already. The Rambam tells us that today Mariv is a chova, not a reshus, says Reb Chaim. V'hadde kavu l'chova. Perusha, what does that mean? Shekavu chavu chova al atzman l'spalel. The gavra. This is a classic Chefza Gavra. The Gavra accepted upon himself Lispalel Tfilas Rishus Unedava. The Mensch was Mechayiv himself to daven a Tfila of Rishus. So the Etzem Tfila itself is Rishus. The guy is davening a Chi of Dikazach. So now it comes out what? So now it comes out you could daven a tefillah nedava, because you're just shifting your personal tefillah from a chova to a nedava, while the words are that of Rishus. As opposed to Shachris and Mincha, if you switch your chova to a nedava, the words are chova, and nedava and choma don't go together. Aval tefillah ba'atz musa, nedava urishusi. When Marv, it becomes a nedava and a Rishus. Came into Iker Takanas, v'chova tefillah in a rock, Rishus and nedava. The whole initiation of the Chiyuv was built off of the Rishus. And that's what the Kesef Mishnah said.
But so, you're repeating
so now I want to answer your
name and you're saying it.
That's okay. You're allowed to do that as a Tefillah Nedav as long as it goes with
but
the Rishus.
You're repeating the same thing.
That's okay. You're allowed to do that because halavai you could daven each and every day. You just can't repeat a chova because then you're turning the chova into a rishus. That you can't do. But rishus and the dav you can't do. And this answers up your other question. Let's go back to the other two Rambams. It was a chova. What about chazaras hashatz? We mekabled it upon ourselves as a chiyuv. The tefillah is a rishus. The tefillah, so we don't go back and do chazaras hashatz. Similarly, the zman. The way we formulate our own personal chiyuv was irrespective of the zman. And that's why you could daven at any point you wish. Or not at any point, but close to the
chol. Because we have the power.
Because we, when we instituted the chiyuv, that's how we instituted the chiyuv, so to speak. The tefillah remains
a rishus. We're unconditioned that we can the whole...
Whatever it is, whatever the conditions were. It's fascinating. I just found this to be like, when people want to understand, what is the lamdas of Reb Chaim? You say, there's a chefza gavra. The tefillah is a chefza, and the chefza is a chefza shel rishus. The gavra was mekabel upon himself a chova. But it didn't change the very nature of the tefillah.
So let's go again by my room. So let's say you realize that you had davened every day, right? So then you
keep going.
Keep going, because so the first Meyer that you had done was a...
That was your chiyuv, yeah.
Your chiyuv.
But the second one, you just shifted from a chiyuv to a nedava. So now, what are the two aspects of the tefillah? There's a nedava and a rishus. The rishus is the very essence, the tefillah itself. Uh-huh. Not my words. My words are nedava words. So I want to answer your other question, and we'll end with this. Why is it that Meyer is a rishus? So, in all this firm, they talk about the following. Why was Yaakov Avinu...
He was on the run?
Why did Yaakov Avinu wait till he was on the run to daven Maariv? Meaning, he just spent 14 years learning in Yeshiva Sheva Ever, didn't daven Maariv once. Now he's on the road, I'm going to daven Maariv. Right? The whole nature of this Maariv is a funny Maariv. And Maariv is also...
So not on the run if he was on by Sheva Ever for 14
years. And he didn't say it there.
Right.
He didn't say it.
Right.
He didn't daven. We always misakin tefillas Maariv only when he got on the way, you know, on the path. You know, he didn't realize it was a makom norif. So what's pshat that he did it there? So all the svarim are talking about Maariv as the tefillah of the gullus, the tefillah of Klal Yisrael when, you know, toiv lahodos l'Hashem, l'zamer l'shem chayon, l'hagid baboker chasdecha zushachris, v'amunoska balelos. It's a certain type of person who could enter into the darkness even there, see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that can't be obligated on somebody. A, you can't obligate the darkness on somebody. B, you can't obligate people to be able to see Hashem's hand in the darkness. That's a challenge. Not to see Hashem's hand in the light, that's on you. That's a chiv. We have to do that. But not so on a hashkafic level, I can wrap my hands around it. On a halachic level, I struggle, but that's the hashkafic answer I'm going to give. I'll look around to see if somebody else says it.
So that's even a higher madrega.
I think it's a higher madrega. That's what I'm saying. And I think that's why you can't create a chiyuv for it. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can create a chiyuv, right? How could you create a chiyuv for somebody to see Hashem's hand in the darkness?
But we're obligated to see Hashem's hand throughout.
Yes. But in the tefillah, in other words, you can't make somebody act in a certain way based on, I think, I don't know.
Yeah, but wait a second. But don't you have to say Kriya Shema at night?
Yeah.
So
Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim. It's not Sechiras Yisrael. It's Mitzrayim. It's not the same level of Muna. It's this Emunascha Balelos. I don't know. It's just a step.
What you're saying is that which is a higher thing than saying Shema.
Yeah.
And accepting all Malchus Shemayim. Isn't accepting all Malchus Shemayim at night?
Yeah, it's a good kasha.
The same as...
It's a good kasha. I don't have a good answer. I think you got to play around with that idea of Yaakov only enacted it like it's a Torah of the Gullus. That he only said it on the way to the Gullus. So maybe because the Ikar is for us to be in Eretz Yisrael.
He said it in Eretz Yisrael.
In Eretz Yisrael to prepare for the Gullus. So one day, we're going to be without the Gullus. So how could you obligate you something for that's a B'diavad? I'm struggling also, but that's just not struggling. Okay. This was fun.